go to mill.
Much of the corn silage crop is behind schedule this year. The late crop, coupled with concerns of an early frost, could shorten the growing season. Mike Eugene Seeds commercial agronomist John Erickson says farmers should closely watch growing degree units.
There are tools out there to help monitor GDUs and keep track of where your crop lands. Additionally, producers should monitor corn development after silking. Harvest usually begins about 40 to 45 days after mid-silk. Keep a calendar that lists 30 days after silking by field. This helps monitor development and weather conditions until the crop has reached proper moisture for harvest.
Erickson says the final step is to harvest silage corn at the correct moisture.
We recommend harvesting at 65 to 70% whole plant moisture to preserve silage quality. Harvesting when silage is too wet will cause loss of crucial nutrients and impact its quality. Producers can work with their nutrition team to assess silage quality, run tests, and analyze the forage, and build a new feeding plan based on what's in the bunker. If we can end up with good fiber digestibility, a nutritionist can add starch to get a good ration.
A lot of